Rule number one in homiletics, long gospel, short homily. But I purposefully chose to read the long form of the gospel because I think it really illustrates just how silly we can be as human beings trying to understand that which is not understandable, trying to control that which is not controllable. And I think today's readings really illustrate to us the real value of the human person. Unfortunately, the gospel illustrates that sometimes we get so caught up in trying to make sense of the world that we lose sight of what God really wants us to value. That sort of happens too in the book of Samuel when the people are trying to choose an anointed one. They go to Jesse and go through all of his sons, and it's not until David, the youngest ruddy son, who is chosen to be anointed. This speaks to the true value of the human person, that God sees us differently than we see one another. In the gospel, Jesus says, "I came in judgment." But his judgment is God's judgment, not a human judgment as we understand it. And so Jesus is able to look beyond our outside selves and look deeply into our hearts to really understand what our feelings are, what our intentions are, what our will is. And God looks at us with love because God understands us entirely from the very beginning of who we are. That's an advantage that God has, but it's a call or a vocation to each one of us to look at one another with the intrinsic value of human life, that gift that God gave each and every one of us. That gift of life is our anointing. Each one of us, God chose purposefully to bring into the world. And he gives each one of us certain gifts, so that by using our gifts, we can exercise our perfection. We can exercise the will of God with the gifts that he has given us. And that's a call that each one of us receives at birth. It's a call that's reaffirmed in our anointing at baptism. And it's a call that we have the opportunity to respond to each time we come forward to receive the Eucharist, so that as we take in Jesus, we can become what we consume.